This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of But Why? But this is something a bit different. It's a condensed version. It's our favourite conversations about tricky subjects, revisited and reduced into bite-sized chunks. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of But Why? The podcast is all about digging into big questions and tricky topics via honest conversations. This week, we're going to be looking at adventure. My guest is a real-life explorer. Who knew that was such a thing? She's walked across Nicaragua and searched for camels in China's desert of death. She also founded Explorers Connect, a social enterprise that connects people to opportunities for adventures and expeditions. And in 2010, she captained the first all-female rowing team circumnavigating Britain non-stop, completing the journey in 51 days. Not only that, she's an expert expedition leader and fellow of the Royal Geographic Society, and she's organised trips for the likes of Ray Mears, Chris Ryan and Bear Grylls. And she's recently written her first book, Adventure Revolution, explaining why adventure is essential for well-being. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you Belinda Kirk.
I'm not doing big expeditions at the minute. I've got a three-year-old, so... I'm working out how to do it myself at the moment, but you know, I know that it's important. I know that it's important, so I'm finding ways to get it. And also, you know, kids grow up. I'm going to do big expeditions again.
Yeah, this is a certain time of our lives.
It's she a special says on repeat. Time.
Yes, I'm very, very excited about this episode, actually. So, yeah, I am going to explain the connection. Belinda's editor is my workout friend from the gym, Holly Harley. Hi, Holly Harley. And she's like, Cammy, I think you're going to A, really love this book, and B, really love this woman. I was like, oh yeah, you know, people sometimes say things to me like that. And I'm like, and then she tells me you are a professional explorer. Would you give yourself that title?
I suppose I'm lots of things. The thing that I've always done, the thing that is that I'm obsessed by, is adventure. So I've always got adventure running through everything I do. But yes, I've mostly been an explorer. I have a 3-year-old now, so I feel a bit of a fake saying I'm an explorer because I've not done a big expedition for a few years now, and I can't see myself doing something too pushy for another few years until he's a bit older. But I will be returning to big expeditions, that's for sure. And I suppose I'm an adventurer, maybe is more accurate. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I love getting people into adventure. That's the thing that I love the most. I spent most of my 20s and 30s going on big expeditions. And what I've concentrated on more in my sort of more recently is helping other people to go on adventures. And that's actually, yeah, it's great as well. It's great as well. There's something more fulfilling. I've got my hits of adventure. Well, not forever. There's still more to come.
For listeners, to explain what you mean by expeditions or adventures, or, you know, we're talking more than a hike. Not that this is small, but more than a hike somewhere in the UK. You've been, give a flavour of the kind of places that you've been and where your adventures have taken you.
So my background is in big expeditions. And expeditions I would define as sort of journeys with purpose, multi-day journeys in far-flung, exotic, extreme environments. So I've worked in most of the jungles around the world, a lot of deserts, and also a bit in the cold, you know, minus 30 on an ice cap. Minus 20 on an ice cap, trying to put a tent up is a bit of an adventure. So I guess my background is in expeditions and exploration. But more recently, I've been trying to work out why adventure has been so wonderful for me. And mm-hmm. so I've been working out what adventure is. And actually, I think the same, you get the same flavour, the same ingredients in those big, far-flung expeditions you get in small adventures close to home. You can get the same feelings and benefits. So more recently, it's smaller adventures.
Yeah, because as you say, it's those moments you're like, this is it. This is actual life. And I always think the moments with whatever you do where you're not thinking about anything except for the thing right in front of you is such a gift, because we're so overconnected in the life that we live now. We're so interested in everybody's external realities, whereas actually to be only able to think about that thing in front of you is a kind of a blessing now.
It's so true. So this, as I said, that I've just written a book about why adventure's so good for you, so it's hard to narrow it all down. A big element is challenge. Another element is this idea, absolutely, of mindfulness, of this kind of, you cut out the modern noise and you're just in the moment, putting one foot after the other. There's a great feeling when you turn away from your car with a full backpack, or you get on a plane, that all that modern day, oh, have I left the iron, you know, have I left the oven on? Have I paid the bill? I'm supposed to sort something out with the nursery. All that stuff goes away because you know you can't deal with that, because you're only going to deal now with walking up that mountain or, you know, paddling down that river or whatever. And it's just an absolute calm. And there's loads of studies, wonderful studies that, you know, explain, you know, this wonderful calm that you get. And people think people go on adventure or you know, there's this expectation that people go on adventure to get the adrenaline hit. It's actually to get the calm.
That need to go and kind of reconfigure as a family, which again, I think is worth acknowledging why a lot of people are struggling, because we haven't had any holidays. And often we think about holidays of just switching off, but it is more than that. I think there's something about relocating your family, even for a weekend or a week, and then coming back does always feel like a really important transition. And don't you remember when you left school for the summer holidays and then when you came back again in the September, you always felt like a totally different person? And it's because of, yeah, because you've had, well, for me, I had some holidays of being quite feral, I think. And we have lost a lot of that over the last year, and in as parents it becomes really difficult.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that you link that to holidays. There's this amazing piece of research that's literally come out this month from Jill Pomfret, who's a tourism researcher. And she's done loads of work over the last few years around family holidays and families that go on holidays that are adventure holidays versus beach safe holidays.
Yeah.
And the amount of well-being that she finds, and and also the not only improved well-being from going on adventure holidays versus a beach holiday, or not just a beach holiday, but, you know, a kind of non-challenging holiday, is the way that the families connect and build their relationships, because they're on that shared kind of experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the reasons we've talked about, you know, the challenge, the switching off, the, all of that. And literally, she's just published this research about, you know, how people build these, how families build wonderful bonds on these expeditions,
on these trips.
Sorry, adventure holidays. And it's just made me think more and more, like, yes, right, that's it. We have to go as a family. We're doing okay, but we need to step outside our ordinary world.
Yeah,
and we need to switch all of that off. Mm. And we just need to be the three of us on a little adventure. You know, we're walking the Southwest Coast Path, but also next year, if we can, we're going to go to Canada and just spend a bit of time. Jim needs to see these birds so that he can paint them. So we're going to search for these birds in Western Canada.
So often it's about what outfit you're wearing or what your job is or your, you know, status symbols, basically. And all that is stripped away when you're faced with climbing something, paddling on something. And it's just about humans trying to do something together in our most basic form. And I think... And therefore, that's the space for the big chats, isn't it? Because we're coming, I guess, as our truest, most authentic self. And that's exactly where the good stuff happens. And ideally with some delicious food afterwards. Surely that is a perk of adventuring, is that that first mouthful of food when you've done something great just feels epic, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit like when you're really, really tired and you've been cold and you've just gotten dressed and you're out of your wetsuit, whatever. Food tastes really good. So there's that element of like really earning it. I also that great thing that if you're out in the middle of nowhere and, you know, I remember I rode around Britain in a rowing boat, and some of the most joyful moments was opening our ration packs and seeing what we had each, you know, each week we'd get our little, we'd packed it into the hold so that we could pull out these little packs and finding nuts. Oh yes, I've got honey roasted nuts this week. Yes. And the never has a honey roasted nut ever tasted so good as in a situation like that. Yeah, so I think there's the two elements that make food taste even better.
I mean, this is the stuff. Well, thank you so much for, yeah, being very inspiring and for doing brilliant stuff. And I really do urge everyone to go and, yeah, look at what you're up to and buy your book because it's brilliant. Thank you so much.